Rob Smith, The Left Abandoned Black and Gay Americans After Pulse Nightclub Massacre. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 24, 2019. Turning Point USA, PUSA, contributor Rob Smith, who recently approached Democrat primary presidential candidates to ask for his reparations on the spot, joined host Alex Marlowe on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily on Friday, where he talked about why he was drawn to conservatism as a black and gay person in America. For me, it was something that had been building up over, I would say, honestly, the last 2 to 5 years. When you are black in America, when you're gay in America, when you're black and gay in America, you are always given these messages by the left, and messages by mainstream media, that somehow you're a victim, said Smith. You know, that those evil white Republicans hate you, and we will protect you, and I started to reject these ideas. Because I'll tell you, as a gay man, when Pulse Orlando happened, when a radical Islamic terrorist killed 49 gays and lesbians at a gay bar in Orlando, something shifted in me, continued that PUSA contributor. And that was back in 2016, and I saw that the left, that was supposed to have my back, just scurrying to not really call that attack for what it was, said Smith. Listen below. I saw things with illegal immigration happening. And honesty, I just got tired of the victim narrative that was being pushed over and over and over again, added Smith. I was in the military, I served in Iraq. I served in the Middle East, I've never been anybody's victim. And I've always been able to get up and get moving and keep it going. And that's what connected me to conservatism. And it wasn't until I decided to take matters into my own hands and stop being a victim that I actually became successful, said the PUSA contributor. And for me, I think that the messages that I'm getting from conservatism is something that is applicable to all Americans, to everybody. Smith also talked about the glaring problems that exist regarding big tech censorship, and what that could mean ahead of the 2020 election. It's really a form of election meddling, said Smith. PUSA videos and other people that are out there being censored, it's a form of election meddling. And we, as conservatives, especially conservatives that have built large online platforms, people listen to us, people trust us more than they trust the mainstream media. So now that the powers that be are done controlling mainstream media, because they've got that, now they want to control social media as well, and I think it's a really big problem leading into 2020, added the PUSA contributor. I, personally, am anti-reparations, I have been for a really long time. I just believe that it is a scam to literally buy votes from Black America. And if this reparations conversation was so important, why did we have a Black president for 8 years and nobody was thinking about that at all? Also, I wanted to do something that just was a little bit lighter, to kind of make the point, but to not really bang people over the head with it. Whether you're on the left or right, I think that the video gets the point across. You see the uncomfortable laughter. You see the nervousness. You see people just talk about this study, some study by some esteemed group of people, and the scales kind of fall of your eyes. And you realize that these people are snake oil salesmen. You realize that what they're selling is not real. It doesn't matter what race you are, what gender you are, what sexual orientation you are, what you came from, said Smith of the ability for everybody in America to succeed. We live in the greatest country in the world, and if you get out there and go get it, America will provide for you. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @armastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.